My concern about technology, certainly beyond the goal line, is that in the sports where it's used, they are very much stop-start sports, where you have an end of play and you have a break. So in tennis, it's stop-start. In rugby, the delays are quite lengthy, if you think of the amount of time to set up a scrum, a line-out. So actually spending time going and looking at a screen to make other decisions beyond the goal line doesn't interrupt the game too much. One of the great joys, I think, of football is that it is almost non-stop. It certainly flows, it certainly has emotion, it has passion, because the stoppages aren't very long. And we see how intolerant people became of stoppages because of injuries, which is one of the reasons why players aren't treated on the field, to stop gamesmanship, but also because you can remember crowds whistling and hooting because it was 2 or 3 minutes while somebody was being treated. The practical application of technology beyond goal line technology, or video replays, if you like, is very difficult for football because I think it will make it stop-start. I think it will take a long time to make decisions. I think you have practical issues about there's an appeal for a penalty in one end of the field of play. Do you allow play to continue because the referee didn't give a penalty? And then just as he awards a penalty at the other end, he gets told to go back to the other end of the field of play and award a penalty. Or every time there's a disputed decision, do you have to stop play? How many decisions do you review?